Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to hear these songs tonight and see that people have a desire to work in the house of the Lord. And that's what it's all about. We need to try to help each other along as we go through this journey. In the book of Isaiah, in the 41st chapters, where we'll be reading from tonight, if you'd like to follow along with us, just reading a few verses this evening, and trying to encourage one another. I believe that's part of the responsibility of the church, is that we would be encouraged by our brothers and sisters. And even at times when you can't talk to them, as Sharon has testified tonight, that you can tell that somebody is encouraging you in the Lord, that they're encouraging you because you can feel the presence of prayer come down in your heart. So he says in Isaiah in the 41st chapter, he says in verse 6 and 7, was where I'll be reading at tonight. He said in verse 6 that they helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, "Be of good courage." So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, "It is ready for the soldering." And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. And stop reading there with that verse tonight, and using again, encouraging. We need to be encouraged. Every one of us, there's times when we all face things in our life that... And I think Sharon put it so straight and wonderful in her testifying that there's times that your life is like a whirlwind, and your mind is on so many different things that you don't even take time, don't even think about praying, because you just don't have the presence of mind to do so. It's not that you don't trust God. It's not that you don't believe God and know that he will hear and answer your prayers, but you're overcome with all the circumstances going on in your life. But when they was working on the walls of Jerusalem, Isaiah said that they would encourage one another. If you go back to Nehemiah, you'll find where you can read even more about it. But here that these guys were encouraging each other also. He said that they helped everyone their neighbor. There's a lot of good people that's in this world that will help you, a lot that will give you even the shirt off their back. But there's no one that can encourage you or help you like a born-again brother or sister in Jesus Christ. As they went along their journey and they saw, and there's even a commercial that we saw not too awful long ago about this, that when we see each other help one another, then it begins to take root in our life that's part of our responsibility, is to help each other along the journey. And it is more blessed to give than to receive. When someone is going through circumstances in their life, I enjoy the privilege of being able to pray for them. And Brother Eli, it may sound strange, but I'm also encouraged that it's not me. Amen? That we're able to pray for them, and thank God that I'm not sitting where they're at in that situation. You may say, "Roger, that sounds selfish." And it probably is. But there's a lot of things that people go through that I pray that I'll never have to experience. I pray that I'll never have to experience them. Jude said it in the 20th verse of his book, or chapter, really. He said that we need to build up ourselves. That there's times when you can't find encouragement Seems like in anything that you do, you listen to a song, you listen to a message, and you reflect back on things that's been said in days past, and you're still as down and out as you was before you listened to them or reflected on them. But there's times that we need to build ourselves up, encourage ourselves. That's what, if I can go backwards for just a minute, that's what David said in the book of 1 Samuel in the 30th verse. Some of y'all remember many years ago when we preached about Ziklag, and the message, the text for that message was restoration. And I'm not preaching on restoration tonight, but I'm preaching on encouragement. The Bible says that David was greatly distressed. Anybody else been in that situation? Where you looked at the circumstance and you thought, Lord, why did you let this happen to me? David was greatly distressed. David was out fighting for God. He was out fighting for God and his people. And they came home and the Philistines had taken their wives and their children and had burned their houses to the ground. And David was greatly distressed, not just because of what he saw and that his children and his wives were gone, but also he was distressed because the men that was with him talked about stoning him. And he said that they talked about stoning him. The people spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But the last part of that verse says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. There are times that we all have to build ourselves up, encourage ourselves, and just say, Lord, this is bigger than I am. And for some of us, Lord, this is the first time I've ever had to walk through this. And I need your help. Yes, we know that people are praying for us. But we also need to be praying for ourselves, that God would just show up on the scene and help us, that we would be encouraged to take another step for the Lord and to show the devil that we're not ready to quit, but we're going to go an extra mile because the Lord said, if you'll go, I'll go with you. And when the Lord is walking beside of us and we can just lift up our heads enough to feel the presence of God come upon the scene, that will encourage us. That'll put your steps in motion. There's times that we have to just reach down and pick ourselves up and say, I'm going to do this because the Lord said I could. Everything that we have need of, God said he would make a way for us. And some folks interpret that God's going to do everything for us. There are some things that God gives us the strength or the energy or sets the things that we need in motion, but then it's up to us to get up and move and be encouraged in the Lord. God, he expects us to do our part. And if we'll do our part, God will do his part. You know, a lot of people today like to sit and just feel sorry for themselves. Feel sorry for themselves in that situation that they've lost everything or the trial that they're in or whatever the circumstance may be. And there's a time that we ought to be down and out, but there's a time that we ought to come to the recognition that it's time to put it behind us and encourage ourselves and get to work for God because people are watching our lives. You say, Roger, you want me to put on a front? No, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged by God that you would just build yourself up and say, Lord, you and I can do this. I can't do it, but with your help, I can do what you have set before me. The valley that I just walked through, or climbing a high mountain. I've, by his help, been able to walk through it, and now it's time for me to be encouraged and sing my song of praise. It's time for me to be encouraged and give a testimony about what you have done for me. Anybody else got a testimony of how good God's been to you? I believe as I look over this audience tonight that I can safely say every one of us has been discouraged. Every one of us has been down and out. And if we'll just be open before God and with ourselves, there's times that we're even depressed about things that's happened or things that's happening. And we think that the sun is never going to shine again. But we have to encourage ourselves and say, I know it looks bad now, but God has got a victory waiting for me. And I need to be up and about my Father's business, that I might be encouraged. And when others see what God has done for me, that they'll be encouraged. I said this many times over the years, and I said it just recently in a message, that I've seen people go through a lot of different things in my Christian life. And I've seen how they reacted to it. And I not to put on a front, but I want to be one that, yes, let me have my time to be discouraged, but I don't want to stay there long. You know what happens when you stay too long in discouragement? The devil will just keep giving you more and more and more to be discouraged about, because he don't want you to come out of that mess. He wants to keep you down as long as you can. You know what the Bible teaches us? If we see a brother or sister that's down and out, we ought to lift out a hand and offer to help them and lift them up out of that situation. You know what the devil does when he finds somebody that's down and out? He just kicks them and tries to keep them there. But God's people, especially today in the time that Brother Lloyd made mention of, that we need to be encouraged in the Lord, that God can help us through every situation that we face in life. Do you believe that tonight? And when we're discouraged, we're no good to ourselves. We're no good to ourselves. And when we're discouraged, we're no good to anybody else around us. In fact, we'll bring others down instead of lifting them up. And we don't have time to bring people down. The Bible teaches us we ought to lift each other up in the Lord. And when we're discouraged, it's like a bad disease. It'll spread through the whole household. And if you're not careful, it'll spread through the church. Now, we've had some reasons to be discouraged here lately. A lot of sickness and death. And it'll get us down and out. But then we got to remember, every one of us on the sickness, we're all going to face sickness in our lifetime if we live long enough. But how many of you are confident you have the faith that when it comes, if it be the Lord's will, he's got the power to heal it? And we're all going to face death. I'm not minimizing death. But when a born-again child of God goes home, the Bible says that we ought to weep when a child is born and rejoice when a saint leaves this world. We ought to be encouraged. And you say, how can I be encouraged? We can be encouraged because they are not going to hell for eternity, and we shall see them again when this life shall come to an end. You know why we're discouraged? Because of our loss. We don't shed tears for them. We shed tears for ourselves, because it's our loss. And there's times still today, going back now 14 years, since my mother passed. And there are times, even still today, it brings tears to my eyes. brokenness to my heart. And you say, Roger, you just told us not to be discouraged. But what I have to do is I have to say, Lord, help me. I know she's in a better place where there's no more cancer. She's not suffering anymore, and I will see her again when my steps cease to roam. You say, you minimize it. No, I encourage myself. Thank you, Lord, that for the testimony that she left. Thank you for the years that I had. And thank you, Lord, that she raised me in the right way. You see, we can choose. A lot of times, Jeff, we can choose to ponder on the circumstance and stay down. Or we can say, Lord, I thank you. Now help me to be encouraged. David encouraged himself in the Lord. What I believe what that means is that he went before God and he had a time of prayer. Has anybody else, I'll confess, and then see if anybody else has ever had to go before the Lord and say, Lord, I apologize. I apologize for the way that I've been acting. And I'm not talking about doing something that is real bad. I'm just talking about being so down and out or being so discouraged that you have to say, Lord, I don't like where I'm at. And I need you to help me to be encouraged because that I have a work to do. And I need to present myself before your people in a lost and dying world. That God's people aren't the ones that's always down and out, but they're the ones that have a smile on our face. We're the ones that have joy in our heart because we've been encouraged by God. David said it like this. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I don't know. I think often David had to go back and remember, when I was just a little shepherd, you gave me victory over the bear and the lion. You see, I just preached for a few minutes tonight, but I believe every one of us has got victories in our lives that we go back and use those as encouragement to our present circumstance. You know the biggest one that I use? Is, Lord, I remember when I was lost and undone. And you came by and knocked on my heart's door and gave me an invitation to become part of your big family. And I still say it to this day, the best thing I ever did do was when I stepped out and received Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And I go back to that often. And I use it to encourage myself or build myself up, as Jude said. And Lloyd asked a question. I believe it was on Sunday morning, maybe Sunday night. He asked us a question. And the question was, can we increase our faith? And I preached here many years ago about the question was, how much faith do you need? If we will encourage ourselves and build ourselves up with our faith that we have. How many of you have faith in God and no matter what it is, he's able to take care of it? If we can build ourselves up in our faith and say, Lord, it's bigger than me, but it's not bigger than you. I don't have the answer, but God, I know you have the answer. And Lord, I don't understand what I'm going through today that's got me so discouraged. You know, there's times I have to tell the devil to leave me alone. Because he'll come at you and he'll tell you everything that's wrong in your family or in your life or in your church. He'll tell you everything that's wrong that you ought to be down and out about. And I just have to tell him, leave me alone. Because I belong to God and not to you. You know, I heard today that there's probably a lot of people that need to be encouraged. I heard on the way over here listening to the news, stock market fell 800 and some points today. There's probably a lot of people that's discouraged because stock market fell. You know what? My valuables have never decreased. And you say, what are you talking about? In fact, mine is more, worth more today than they was yesterday. And I say that because the Bible says, lay not up your treasures on earth, but rather lay up your treasures in heaven. For where your heart is, that's where your treasures will be. You see, we have every reason to be encouraged. Let me go back to the stock market for just a minute. It's overinflated anyway. Right? It's overinflated. But what we have today will never. I believe every born-again child of God feels with all their heart what they have with God today is better than what they had yesterday with Him. Because we build ourselves up in our faith. And you know, when discouragement comes, that's the best time to pray. You say, but I can't pray. Pray until you do pray. You say, that's hard to do. My schedule is so busy. You know, many of us today have our schedules are so busy that we've pushed God completely out. The only time God hears from us is when there's trouble or we have a need in our life. We ought to make it a regular basis, a daily thing, to have a time of prayer with God. And when we talk to God, I declare, when you really talk to God, everything seems so much better. So much better when you talk to God. And we also, when we build ourselves up, when we're encouraging ourselves, we need to remember God loves us. And God would do anything for His children that He possibly could. Everything we have need of, God will take care of it. If we'll just remember He loves us. As a father, as a mother loves their children, even greater than that, God loves us today. We are His love. And I don't know about you, but one of the people that I love, when they need something, I'll go out of my way to make sure that it's taken care of. And I'm not just talking about family. How many of you got people that you love and they're not even family? And you'll do anything you can to help them along the journey. That's what God does for us tonight. We need to ask God when we're encouraging ourselves to help us to stand. Sister Kim used to sing a song here at the church that goes back to the Easters from years gone by. It said, Lord, help me stand by your grace and look the whole world in the face and tell your word wherever that I may go. You've heard it said many times. To a lot of people, we are the only Bible that they ever read. To a lot of people, we are the only thing they ever see about church. And we don't need to be discouraged. We need to be encouraged. Because we got a church that loves us. We got brothers and sisters that love us. And we got a God that loves us. And I know when I'm down and out, you can't stay there long. Because anybody else know folks that's just been wallowing in their pity? They're so discouraged that they're not a help to anybody along the way. They're so wrapped up in what they're going through, they can't see what everybody else is going through. I promise you this tonight. No matter what we're going through, there's somebody going through something that's a whole lot worse than you and I. You know what we ought to do? We ought to lift up our voice and say, thank you, Lord. that you're walking with me and that you allow me to be encouraged along life's path. And then apologize to God. I know I've been down and out and I've been worrying, but it's no excuse for me to, and this is just for Roger tonight, act like I've been acting. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Because when we're in that condition, we can't help anybody. The world is looking to us for help. And we can't help the world if we're down and out. We need to lift up our heads and say, Lord, I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm asking you to help me today. Help me to be encouraged. Help me to be lifted up. Help me to build up myself. You know, and I said I wasn't going to preach long, but there are some things that even the preacher can't do for you. There are some things the pastor can't do for you. There are sometimes you just got to get along with God and say, Lord, help me to build up myself that I might be what you need me to be in this lost and dying world. Help me. You know, these guys, when they want to put on muscle, they hit the gym and they start taking all those protein shakes and things because they know they need help in order. If I say I want to get buff, I believe it's the term, and I never do anything about it, guess what? Nothing's ever going to change, right? People that need to be encouraged, we need to sometimes quit looking outside of ourselves for the encouragement that we need. A song can encourage you for a season. A message can encourage you for a season. But we need to encourage ourselves, time with God, and say, Lord, help me to build myself up into the Christian that I need to be for you. That when people see me, they won't run the other way because, you know, yeah. I said I wasn't going to preach long, didn't I? But y'all ever see anybody, every time you talk to them, it's always bad news. It's always a sad story. And after a while, Rob Cox, you get to a point where you see them coming, you start going the other way. Right? Because in a lot of cases, it's the same story over and over and over again. Well, really what you want to say is, grow up. Build yourself up in God, and you will get past that situation. How many of you have been abused in the past? And I'm not talking physical. I'm talking about you've been abused by somebody that you trusted. Right? You have to get beyond that. Otherwise, you will be forever trapped in that situation and you won't be a good to yourself or anybody else. How many of you have ever been let down by somebody? Talked about. Put down. Ridiculed. And if you stay there, all you're going to do is see bad in everybody. And you're not going to be able to encourage anybody. You know, we say, praise the Lord. Help them, Lord. But then, as soon as service is over, we go back to our same old self. We need to be encouraged. Because God is still on the throne. He still hears our prayers. He's still in control. And He will help us if we will ask. God won't do anything against your will. And that's a big point. You say, I want help. But if you want help and you never ask for it, what you're doing is you're saying one thing and doing something else. Is that not the truth? You know, they say an alcoholic can't get help until they, or a drug addict can't get help until they acknowledge that they have a problem. That's the same underlying statement with everything in our life. You want to change something? You got to acknowledge it. Well, Becky'd shout on that one, I believe. How many of you know you got things in your life you need to change? Right? You say, don't start on me now, Roger. The only way we'll ever change them is recognizing them and doing something about them. Encouraging ourselves in God. Because I'm not talking about life now. I'm talking about the church. We need to be encouraged. And the best encouragement I know is when the Holy Ghost comes down. Like a mighty rushing wind. Like Sunday. How many of you, you know, when that comes by, how many of you just forget about all your problems? And it seems like you're refreshed. David said, we need a time of refreshing. We need refreshed in God, in His Spirit. Tonight we're going to pray. Because many of us today need to be encouraged. We need to be encouraged. We need to build ourselves up. If you ever want to be anything for God, you've got to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm going to start working on it. I'm going to start being what God wants me to be. I'm going to change some of my habits. I'm going to change, you know, sometimes we have to say, I'm going to change some of my friends. That's true. I have to change some of my habits. I have to change some of the places I go. And I have to start doing things different if I ever want to get built up in God and feel like I am a Christian. I am a born-again child of God. Would you pray with us tonight as we go before the Lord? And you know, sometimes we need others to encourage us too. And there's times that we need others to set us straight, right, Terry? As they did before church. Rob, out of love, let Terry have it. Charlene was about on shouting ground back there. She says, I've been telling him that all along. He won't listen to me, right? So maybe we'll listen to encouragement from somebody else. And that's what that was. That was encouragement. Get off of that. Leave it alone. Let's pray tonight and ask God to help us to build ourselves up and be encouraged in the Lord. Dear Lord, I praise you for your Spirit and for your word. That God, that you're able to take our circumstance and our needs along the journey. Lord, and when we ask you to come before you, Lord, and realize that we're not happy where we're at. In our Christian life, that, Lord, there's changes that need to be made, that we need to move on, Lord, and recognize and take it as a learning experience and be able to move on in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And say, Lord, help me to be encouraged. Help me, Lord, that when the devil brings bad news, when he brings my past, when he brings circumstances before me, that I say, devil, I'm not going to listen to you because I've got it taken care of in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Lord, I ask you tonight to help us all, Lord, because we're no good to anybody when we're in those situations that we can't fight. Lord, we can't pray. We can't do anything in the situations that get us down and out, and we begin to reflect upon them. Lord, I ask you today to help us all to just build ourselves up. Build ourselves up in our faith, in our love, in our knowledge of you, that, Lord, that we would be better tomorrow than we was today. Help us, Lord, to go from this day forward, encouraging ourselves, building ourselves up, Lord, and depending upon you more than we ever have before. Lord, I pray for the many circumstances that need your touch today. Lord, help each and every one of them. And Lord, help us to be a help to them along the journey. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. God bless each and every one of you. Remember, tomorrow night, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock is a visitation. Friday at 1 o'clock is the funeral service at the Nuri Funeral Home for Sister Trula. And Lloyd tries to encourage me. Hey, on Sunday, he said, you got a busy week. Tonight, He said, "Have you got you any rest?" And I said, "No, not much." And, you know, he encourages me. He tries to lead me straight. But, you know, some of us just cannot be changed. We are what we are. Right? I seen that. She looked at Mark. You can't change us. We are what we are. But I appreciate people trying to encourage me. I do. Because, you see, they got our best at heart. And they're looking out for us. So let's encourage one another as we go along the journey. And come out tomorrow night if you can from 5 to 7. Funeral service Friday at 1 o'clock. And then be here at the church on Saturday morning at 8:30. So let's go pray and come back looking for good things to happen in the house of the Lord.